President Trump, addressing the nation Tuesday night, said the country needs to focus on the opioid crisis.
My administration is committed to fighting the drug epidemic and helping get treatment for those in need.
But with few specifics and little money so far to carry out the president's plan, the public can only go off of what those in his administration have said, and that indicates an approach emphasizing law enforcement rather than funding for treatment. Just hours before the president spoke, Attorney General Jeff Sessions spoke to law enforcement officials at the U.S. Attorney's Office in Louisville, tying violent crime to the addiction crisis. With a promise to, quote, treat serious criminals seriously, Sessions touted the new DEA office in Louisville and recent deployment of mobile squads focused on diversion of prescription painkillers.
That will help us find the abusers, make more arrests, secure more convictions, and ultimately help us reduce the number of illegal prescription drugs.
He also announced a 45-day surge in focus by DEA specialists to closely monitor the habits of prescribers and pharmacists. But supply reduction efforts without dedicated resources to addiction treatment won't solve the problem. This according to the former director of addiction treatment facilities in Southeast Ohio, Dr. Joe Gay.
I think there need to be resources to provide both for rehab and for legal sanctions, including incarceration, for those who are not interested in rehab.
Preliminary data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention indicate overdose deaths are still rising in the Ohio Valley. From June 2016 to June 2017, deaths rose 14% in Kentucky, 21% in West Virginia, and nearly 44% in Ohio. In Gay's opinion, treatment resources play a factor in the death rates of Ohio counties.
I have seen trends that make me think that in counties where there is effective treatment that's readily accessible, that the death rates are lower.
Trump's Commission on Opioids put out ideas to combat the crisis that addiction specialists back, but Gay believes the administration did not follow through with many of those recommendations in Trump's first year. After touching on the issue in the State of the Union address, Gay hopes Trump will follow through in his second year as president.
I wouldn't want him to be endorsing the use of practices that work.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Aaron Payne.